Nolte, Michigan. AG Dana Nessel launches 2020's War on Christmas. By John Nolte on December 7, 2020. State Attorney General Dana Nessel, DME, had a public meltdown over the weekend after President Trump wished his supporters a Merry Christmas. While campaigning in Georgia on behalf of two Republicans who appear to be in two tight U.S. Senate races that will determine control of that chamber, Trump said to his massive crowd, "Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Remember the word? Remember we started 5 years ago and I said you're going to be saying Christmas again. And we say it proudly again, although they'll be trying to take that word again out of the vocabulary. We're not going to let them do that." In a now-deleted tweet, neurotic Nessel completely freaked out over this with a tweet that reeks in equal parts of desperate insecurity and seething intolerance. "I remember the first time I was at a store with my son and an employee said Merry Christmas to us. My son looked devastated as asked, 'Are we the only people who don't celebrate Christmas?' I answered, 'No, and we are just as American as everyone else. Glad that Joe Biden knows that.'" Dana Nessel, at Dana Nessel, December 6, 2020. Does that make a lick of sense to you? Come on. Does anyone believe Nessel's son looked devastated after someone wished him a Merry Christmas? I certainly hope she's lying about that. Because if she isn't, my heart breaks for a kid so sheltered, so soft, so unready for the real world that someone wishing him Merry Christmas devastates him. Something else that doesn't pass the smell test. This part, "I remember the first time I was at a store with my son and an employee said Merry Christmas to us." So the first time she was in a store with her son and someone wished them a Merry Christmas, the kid was old enough to ask articulate questions such as, "Are we the only people who don't celebrate Christmas?" How sheltered is this kid that he had never been hit with a Merry Christmas before then? And if you want to talk about sheltered, he's old enough to ask a question like that and still thinks his family is the only one that doesn't celebrate Christmas? See what I mean? It's gotta be bullshit. True or not, why do leftists always put such big things in the minds of small children? Kids are kids. They have no wisdom, no real-world experience. Children have nothing to teach us. From my experience, from the mouths of babes comes lies and a lot of whining. Our job is to teach them, and what is Nessel teaching her child if a Merry Christmas devastates him with a sense of alienation and otherness? It's crazy. When I told my 6-year-old daughter about Nessel's tweet, she said, "Does it not unnerve you, Papa, that a state attorney general is attempting, and not in a subtle way, to shame those of us who hold the Christian faith into a form of secular silence and compliance? I trust, Father, you have no plans to move us to the Wolverine state, for it reeks of the kind of anti-Christianity, bigotry and intolerance we've not seen since Rome in the days of Nero." I have no idea where my daughter obtained that English accent. Look, people such as neurotic Nessel just hate Christmas. That's all there is to it. And like everything else the left cannot tolerate, football, masculinity, individual liberty, joy, funny jokes, the nuclear family, fun, normalcy, they seek to tear it down, or poison it into something until it becomes something else, something normal people can no longer stomach. And this is just one way they go about it, by accusing us of intolerance for wishing others a Merry Christmas. Think about how absurd and intolerant that is. We are the intolerant ones. We are bigots and haters for wishing someone else a Merry Christmas. It's scribe bullying 101. How hard would it have been to say to the boy, "She was just being nice, son. Everyone has their own way of wishing us well during this time of year, and that's how Christians do it. Others might wish you happy Hanukkah or happy holidays. It's all great, except for Kwanzaa. That's some made-up bullshit." After neurotic Nessel deleted her bizarre tweet, she tweeted this. "Saying happy holidays this time of year does not denigrate Christianity. It simply acknowledges and respects the great diversity of our nation and includes each and everyone. Sick of us who call ourselves proud Americans. What does that even mean? Who said saying happy holidays denigrates Christianity? I'll tell you who. No one. No one has said saying happy holidays denigrates Christianity. I'll tell you what does denigrate, not only Christianity but individual liberty and basic American decency. Cry bullying people into saying what you want them to say. Instead of accepting a greeting in the spirit in which it was given. Maybe for Christmas, Santa can pull the 6-foot steel pole out of this fascist lady's ass. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.